This is Dr. Yolanda dictating report on patient Stephanie Looney, L-O-O-N-E-Y. Date of birth 09-0772, and the date is 125, new paragraph. Rehab concern, colon, neck discomfort and loss of balance, new paragraph. History, colon, patient is a 40-year-old female evaluated by me in the office on 11-14-2012 for a history since August of 2012 of headache, neck discomfort, and loss of balance following a, quote, choking episode, close quote, during which she hyperextended her neck, period. The patient has had an exhaustive workup since that time, which is outlined in my evaluation report, period. The patient, after seeing me, was referred to Cindy Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, comma, DPT, for soft tissue focused physical therapy, including cervical, thoracic, and chest wall alignment work, period. The patient states that after the first two sessions, she actually felt good, and then subsequent sessions where some greater alignment work was done, she's had some increase in discomfort, period. She continues once a week and has so far had a total of 7 weeks of intervention, period. The patient has also continued with her workup, including an MR angiogram of the neck, which was negative, during which she had a negative reaction to the dye, period. This caused the patient, because of shortness of breath, to hyperextend her neck, and she felt that she had a decline in her status at that time with an increase in loss of balance and neck discomfort, period. Along with the patient, or period. The patient has also rechecked with her neurologist and ENT, period. She had a caloric test with some, she had a CT of the mastoid on the right side, which was negative for mastoiditis, period. She had a caloric test, which was abnormal on the right side, and the patient has been placed on a trial of a diuretic, period. The patient has had the recommendation to consider a Decadron injection into the right ear eardrum, period. The neurologist's assessment is that the patient has a myofascial condition, period. She also had an evaluation with Dr. Gerwin, G-E-R-W-I-N, with who did trigger points to the sternocleidomastoid and trapezius on the right side 1 week ago, period. His diagnosis was sternocleidomastoid syndrome, period. The patient was recommended to taper off of Neurontin, period. In addition, the patient did try Cymbalta, as suggested at our last visit, but had a negative reaction even to low doses, and this was discontinued, period. So we'll be starting a low dose of Lexapro upcoming, period. In addition to the tapering Neurontin, she's also on Valtrex, Orthonovum, Omega-3 supplement, and the diuretic as noted, period. New paragraph. On exam today, the patient is awake and alert and intermittently tearful, especially in regards to her, quote, chronic, close quote, condition, period. She is much better aligned in static stance with pelvis and shoulder in neutral alignment, period. She continues to have a very tight right trapezius muscle with a taut, T-A-U-T, muscle belly, period. The sternocleidomastoid is also quite tight on the right and tender with palpation, period. Her chest wall is in much improved alignment, period. She has functional cervical spine range of movement and upper extremity range, period. In static stance, the patient has a minimal amount of sense of balance loss, period. She does not lose her balance, however, and is able to single limb stand briefly, period. With eyes closed, however, the patient feels a more significant sense of loss of balance, period. The patient's gait with eyes open is unremarkable. New paragraph, impression, 40-year-old female with cervicothoracic vertebral alignment dysfunction associated with myofascial inflammation, semicolon, abnormal right-sided caloric testing, semicolon, great sensitivity to medication, semicolon, adjustment reaction with depressed features, period. New paragraph, recommendation, colon, one. The mission, and I reviewed her findings at length in the office. Two, I'd like for the patient to continue with directed physical therapy intervention toward myofascial stretching primarily and alignment, period. I would like to gradually transition to the patient doing some home stretching and then ultimately having the patient involved in some aerobic gentle exercise such as walking in water. Next number, patient was instructed to be seated in the shower, where her loss of balance can be very dangerous for her, especially if she washes her hair and has her eyes closed. Next number. Follow up with me in the office in the next several weeks, possibly with Cindy Clark, PT, in the office. Thanks. Please send a copy to Dr. Foster, Foster, Montalbano, Montalbano.